Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Follow us on Twitter at WTIC 1080.
WTIC. So I just got a note from a listener. She's so brilliant. I didn't even put two and two together. The reason they're passing pizza legislation is to make up for knocking down all the Christopher Columbus statues. This is make good, happy legislation designed to smooth things over with the Italian community for abusing an iconic Italian figure. Wow, that's great. 860-522-9842, Adam, East Hartford. Hi.
Hi. Hey, before I get to that pizza, Donald Trump is just destroying, like, getting it to split in half, the Republican Party. We're not going to win anything anymore. But my worst.
Oh, I don't know. I think they've got a strategy they're working on. So we'll talk more about that later, perhaps. What's your pizza comment?
The Constitution, but the pizza. We were helping a brother move. He was moving from Springfield or Holyoke to Southbridge, and we eaten this. Me and a brother from Northern Connecticut that used to live in West Springfield at the time. Three of us were eating after we helped the brother move, and we ordered this from a Mexican restaurant a pizza. I didn't like any of it. It had more Mexican spices and Mexican type vegetables. Yuck.
Well, don't celebrate diversity when you're having pizza. Do that some other time. Have a taco when you're at the Mexican cookout or whatever it was. Thank you, Adam, for the call. Oh, that just makes everything. This shows what the hustle is really all about. The games they play with legislation. They abused Christopher Columbus in order to ingratiate themselves with their underserved communities, who they underserve. So they trick them into thinking they're super served by tearing down Christopher Columbus statues. And then they have to make sure the Italians feel served by telling them that they love pizza. That's what the legislature's up to. 860-522-9842, rant line coming up.
This is Connecticut's news station, WTIC, News Talk 1080. Depend on it.
Yeah, that's a little tribute to the Italian pizza guy, I guess. I guess he plays the, what is that thing called?
The accordion.
The kaleidoscope, the ukulele, the accordion, that's
the kaleidoscope.
I don't know. It's got that kind of sound to it. 860-522-9842, the rant line number. 860-751-4698. Time for us to get a little ranting going. Are you ready? And don't forget, we've got Jolly Ned's Comedy Club for today coming up in about 30 minutes or so. No, 25 minutes. But first, the rants.
What the hell is wrong with our legislature? Why on earth would they give Howdy Doody any more kingly time so that he could put out more no-bid contracts? What the hell is going on?
They actually love it. The Democrats in the legislature love it, Ned being in charge, because He takes responsibility for everything. They don't have to do anything. It's a win-win for them. He's accepting all responsibility. They can just spend all their time playing politics.
When will those SEMA for-profits appear? Annie! Annie! Grab me a cool frosty beer. Woo!
That was glorious. A little tribute to Annie Lamont and the apparently corrupt relationship between the Semaphore contracts and her company's investments in the same company that Jolly Ned used his emergency powers to do a no-bid contract on behalf of. That's how good government rules in the state of Connecticut.
Hi, Todd. I have two questions.
Okay.
One, I'm wondering, did the politicians write something into that 884 bill that exempts them from standing, waiting in line for gas? I can't picture them wanting to do it themselves. My other question is, you've said your wife and either mother or mother-in-law were Democrats and voting for Biden, and I'm wondering how they like the fact that they may have to wait in line for gas. Just a couple of questions for you. I love your show.
Yeah. All right.
And
this
I love how you talk about Lamont.
Lamont, yeah.
And once in a while, I'd like you to sing Mr. Ed once in a while.
The Mr. Ed song? That. Really? You like that? A rube is a boob, a boob, a rube. No state can be led by a fool, you tool. Unless the state meets this fate with a feckless Jolly Ned. Go right to the marble and ask the guy. You'll find his answer contains a lie. His door's always open, but no one's by. Talk to Jolly Ned. Talk is cheap, Ned's rich with words that clog and block the way. But Jolly Ned will never speak unless he has nothing to say. You can't push a square into a round, but Ned's chasing spending that isn't sound. He's looking for love he's never found. He's looking for love that won't be found. He is Jolly Ned. Well, she asked for it. What can I tell you? Don't blame me.
I'll
play that anytime it gets requested. Miss it. That was fun.
And once in a while, I'd like you to sing Mr. Ed once in a while, because I love that.
She loves it. I couldn't say no to that request, could I?
Oh, your biggest
fan. That would have been some form of abuse, I think.
Hello, yes. Todd. This is Shosh and Frowder. It's been a while. The state of Connecticut is going to be the socialist city because the people of this state will not stand up for themselves. They need to contact their local legislatures, their town councilmen, and let them know that they will back them up if they stand up against this tyrant we call a governor. The information we've been receiving through our government is a falsehood. They've been shutting down websites. Any doctors, whether they're from Harvard or from Yale, they are being shut down, so they do not tell the truth. The mask has always been a hoax. If you don't stand up, you're going to lose all your freedom. It's up to you to stand up for yourself, people. Back up your legislators. Tell them that you will have their back if they stand up. They're chicken. They need a backbone. Have a great day.
No, that's true. People in elected bodies are looking for movements, for energy, for waves, like surfers. They're looking for waves they can ride. That's what's going on there. Yes, it's WTIC. We've got more Rant Line coming your way. We've got Jolly Ned's Comedy Club coming your way. Because it is the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh, Todd, I heard another one of Joe Biden's famous quotes today. He met with the governors of Massachusetts and Mexico.
Yeah.
Let that one sink in. He seems to always have these things early, I guess. So he wants to make the early bird special so he can be in bed by 7 o'clock.
Hey, listen, go easy on being in bed by 7 o'clock, okay?
Hello, sir. John here. Welcome to Connecticut, where the most vulnerable have suffered. And now the most vulnerable are about to suffer again over monies and benefits. Shame, Connecticut, in my humble opinion. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, John. I'm with you on that one.
Hey, Todd. Tom from Cromwell. Hey, you know, you brought on Biden. Here's a man that was a congressman, longtime senator, vice president of the United States, president of the United States. He could eat you for lunch in a debate and anything that anything about it. People vote for him.
Yeah, people vote for him.
And now you have Elizabeth Warren up there. She's a two-time senator.
Yeah.
She's going to be there for 12 years, maybe four or five more already.
Yeah.
I mean, she's from Massachusetts. Who cares? How about Murphy and how about Blumenthal?
Well, they're bad,
the
too.
The other thing is the money. That was a brilliant move by President Biden to tell the people he gave them $2,000. It doesn't matter if he lied or told the truth. He got his point across. That's brilliant, brilliant government, how you win elections. You can talk to these ladies all the time, but the people are going to remember that he gave them $2,000 in all our cities, and the same thing's going to happen again. So good luck, Todd. You got a great platform because everybody wants to listen to you, but you talk to the choir all day long, and they talk back to you. Nobody ever debates you. Thank you.
Well, most people, you know, I study government full time. I don't expect anyone to debate me because I just have an advantage, I feel, that where I get to talk to all the people on the inside. I know what's going on. And not that I know everything, because I'm always looking to learn. That's the purpose of the program. But we have a very mixed audience. It's just the calls tend more towards people who are on the conservative side of things. But clearly, you are proving that other people do listen and occasionally call. I don't understand what your argument is. You're upset because Liz Warren is elected to the Senate, and I don't think that makes her wise when she's lying. I don't think that makes her lies less transparent because she's in her second term in the Senate or because she's a Harvard Law School professor who lied to get the job at Harvard, pretended to be a Native American. And Democrats love that. They like the people who abuse the system of grievance in order to advance their careers. You don't like that I make fun of Joe Biden for the lies that he's telling, and I point out the lies so anybody can see them because they're so plain, like I did with Liz Warren. I'm not sure exactly what it is you're upset about, except, I guess, that you disagree with me, and you don't want to have to say what it is that I said that was wrong, which I understand because I don't think I said anything wrong.
Yes, for all you people that thought you're so smart, voting for Joe Biden and the fools. Stock market down, gas price up. Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you for that, Gene, because, you know, it is as simple as that. You want something to debate. Second highest taxes in the country, Connecticut. And the Democrats here clearly are shooting for number one, and they want to take number one and be dominant in that position. They want to be number one so badly. Why is it any new spending is necessary in the state of Connecticut when the taxes are already the second highest in the country? That's a very simple question. Can someone provide an answer to that? What would justify more spending? What would make
people elected to positions of power refuse to ever cut spending on anything. And all I try to do is look for the answer to that. What is the corrupt goal? What is the dirty, scummy, disgusting thing about our system that they've made it so slippery? And they would behave in such debased ways as to keep pursuing more money when the states, as well funded or better funded than 49 other states and other political entities. I mean, what is wrong with people that they go along with this? Why does anybody go along with it?
For all my fellow Connecticut taxpayers that feel left out, that they're not going to be able to make the opening day game at Dunkin' Donut Park, don't worry. We're all part of that stadium today. Since we're all subsidizing it, they're going to actually, even though it's sold out tonight and it'll sell out and have record attendance, our media in Connecticut did nothing but promote this place that's going to lose money on our dime. And nobody brings it up. Not one reporter brings it up. All I hear about is the stupid little mascots and what type of food they're going to have, the new burger that's sandwiched between donuts and the meat on a stick and the new beer that somebody else put out. And it disgusts me. It's unbelievable to me.
So Mark is a little off the deep end, which I admire him for, because that's the right response. Like, Mark's distraught over wasted money. He's distraught over corruption. And worse, he's distraught over, well, better for him, but worse for you. He's distraught over the idea that bad governance wins people re-election and that cheap lies fool people into giving away more of their money. And it's inexplicable. It really is. It's bizarrely off the deep end.
It is. Hi, Todd. Hey, Joe Biden is just as useless as boobs on a bull. Later.
That's a glorious rant, isn't it? Did she say boobs on a bull?
Boobs on a bull, yeah.
Hi, Todd. Hey, Joe Biden is just as useless as boobs on a bull. Later.
I love country expressions. Aren't they great? That is a great expression. I've never even heard that
one.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah, hello, Todd. This is the Great Patriot.
Oh,
and today's rant is all about the Republican Party. Can you even wrap your head around the fact that Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, and Adam Kinzinger are the only three decent ones who won't bow down to Donald Trump?
What are you talking about? So you've identified three honest Republicans, and there's zero. Who on the Democrat side is talking about how they are all kowtowing to the commies and making communism mainstream in America with their media partners?
Are you on Instagram? So are we. Follow us at WTIC 1080.
This is going out to today's singer who did a cover version of this song about Annie Lamont. Annie. That's what I will always hear from now on. No more Angie. Let's see. We'll play Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, brought to us by Steve NBC Haddam. Don't forget, there is a Facebook page where you can check out these recordings. Go just search on Facebook, Jolly Ned's Comedy Club. Then we'll take some phone calls, 860-522-9842. Then Kimberly Fiorello will be here for her weekly visit.
Welcome to Jolly Ned's Comedy Club, home of the professional stand-up comedy show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next comedian has an opening statement, and then he's going to take some tough questions. Put your hands together for the cool Frosty himself, Ned Lamont.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. We feeling okay? I love it. There was a lot of vacancy in the nursing homes before COVID. There's a lot more of vacancy now after COVID. Makes our lives a lot easier.
Get up the stage! Come on, get up!
Man, yelling at you suck!
Hey, look, over to you, Max.
Channel 3 Eyewitness News.
The rate of vaccinations is going to fall off pretty significantly in a few weeks. So what happens at that point?
Well, as you know, we're pulling out every trick in the bag we can to incent people to get vaccinated. And I think that's the only assumption I've got. Josh, you have anything better than that?
No, I think that's perfectly summarized, Governor.
All right, I think that's about it. So, hey, thank you, guys.
Oh, Jolly Ned is just so impressive, is he not? That was a good one. He gets better all the time. He just keeps getting better at his comedy. Not at his leadership, but the comedy keeps improving. Thank you, Jolly Ned, for that. 860-522-9842, the rant line number, 860-751-4698. Yes, more to come. We got some more rants to play still. We've got Kimberly Fiorello. We got Matt in Bristol.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Listen to the podcast on WTIC.com/podcast.
WTIC. 860-522-9842. Matt in Bristol. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Todd. How you doing? I love the Jolly Ned song, but there was another parody that you did. Do you remember what it is?
No.
I know Mike encrypted all your parody songs, but if you could find the other parody song you did, I love that one, too.
Back in that same period of time when I did the Mr. Ed one?
Yeah, it was after the Jolly Ned one. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'll see if I can dig it out.
All right. Great. Thanks.
That it?
That's it.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to launch us into some scintillating conversation. Thank you for that, Matt. I'll see if I can find that. I don't know. I'm not good at keeping records of things and leaving maps for myself to find past creations like that. But it's on the hard drive, so I'll do my best for you.
I need
you.
To hear
you
sing,
sir.
Todd.
There you go. It got worse, too, with the next one. I think that's why Matt wants to hear it. State Representative Kimberly Fiorello joins us each week at this time. Hello there, Representative Fee. Or Ello. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. I am.
Did you take part
you.
In the important vote, the all-important vote on pizza?
Yes. Well, you know, with my last name Fiorello, I couldn't say no. So we did, and it passed.
Did anyone tell you why they were doing this?
Well, there were several speakers on the floor. Everybody hailed the incredible joy that pizza brings to life in Connecticut. It was actually quite
but nobody
funny.
No,
different representatives got up and talked about their pizza joints, and people agreed New Haven is still the best. I mean, it was a moment of light humor in the house, so mm-hmm. It did go on for a bit, though. We did talk about pizza, I think, maybe for half an hour.
Well, that's a short conversation when it comes to pizza. But we were able to figure out, with the help, I wasn't the one who did it, but a brilliant listener figured out why the pizza bill was proposed and why it overwhelmingly passed the House today. So I thought you'd like to be the first in the General Assembly to know that the reason is, and if you think about who proposed the legislation, you'll understand that it was done to make up for Christopher Columbus being torn down.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Isn't that remarkably sad?
you know, to be honest, I'll vote all day long to name different things like that than a lot of the other bills that we spend a lot of time on.
Well, the destructive ones, you mean. This one was. One was just a waste of time as opposed to destructive to the state's best interests.
Right, exactly. And maybe we should have, you know, I never thought of that. I should have proposed, I don't know, more bills that are sort of, I don't know, like that.
Yeah. Why come back with the Egg Foo Young bill?
Yeah, right.
Dare them to vote against it.
I am talking to you from the Capitol. We are voting now, even as we speak. I just stepped out of the chambers to come and say hello. And I'm looking right at this amazing statue, speaking of taking down statues, of Nathan Hale and his quote, "I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country." And It certainly helps to, you know, put some perspective that coming up here to vote no on bad bills pales in comparison to, you know, the great service that those who really fought for freedom did. So I got to come down here more often and look at the statue.
And get inspired.
Get inspired. Yeah.
But are you sure that Nathan Hale doesn't have some, he might have been overly aggressive in some dating situation? I mean, how can you be so bold as to go out on a limb and endorse him like that with thousands of people listening?
Yeah, you're right. That was, maybe I spoke too soon. Looking at him now, he does appear to be a white male, although he's cast in bronze. And his shirt is open, so it's rather toxically masculine. You bring a really good point. I forgot to look at it that way.
It's very dangerous. That's probably from his college years, beer and pizza and misbehavior when it comes to women. Yeah. All right, so talk to us about something serious, because I'm sure there must be something on your mind.
Well, you know, we did pass the absentee ballot, no excuse absentee ballot resolution yesterday. And I think the discussion in the House was very revealing. I hope people will go back to ct-n.com, where you can watch a lot of the conversations live and the recording. But I brought something up in the conversation on signatures. Republicans put forward an amendment to include, you know, signature verification on absentee ballot voting. And for the record, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with absentee ballot voting. The question, the more details you want to understand is, are we talking about solicited or unsolicited, you know, mass mailing of ballots? But either way, when we have no excuse absentee ballot voting, we must balance that with security measures. And I did speak with some registrars across our state. We have wonderful registrars that do this work. And one of them sent me an email that showed he had asked the Secretary of State office for clarity on what counts as a signature. And he had samples that he created across the signature line of absentee ballots, where you have to compare the signature on the outside of the ballot, on the inside, with any records that we might have of someone's signature. That would be if we had signature verification. But right now, we just get the ballots, there's a signature, but he wanted to know what would count as a signature. And he sent in samples to show them, and it was an X, it was a squiggly line. They were words, phrases written on into the signature section, phrases like, "I love Joe," and, you know, another one, "Trump should burn." And the response back from the Office of the Secretary of State of Connecticut was, any mark in the signature section counts as a signature. And that is the current state of signature verification in Connecticut.
In other words, they don't want signature verification. They're against valid ballots. They're against responsibly operating the government. Hang on, Kimberly. We're talking to Kimberly Fiorella, state representative from Greenwich. And it's appalling what they do and how they make mockery of the democratic systems and then want to use a two-dimensional characterization of this being some kind of anti-voting attempt rather than responsible voting attempt and a responsible good government effort to force the Democrats to do something right instead of just things that are in their own best interest. 860-522-9842. Okay, Kimberly, sorry to interrupt, but continue with what you were saying.
No, not at all. And, you know, that was new information that I brought during the debate on the amendment for signature verification. And I had another representative come by to my table to be like, show me that email. It's like, are you serious? And I showed it to him, and then he decided to speak. And he said, this is serious. This is real. This is a moment of pause for us all to understand that in our state, a squiggly line, an X mark, even phrases like I love Joe can count as a signature on your absentee ballot.
But I love Joe is that's mocking the idea of responsible elections and the idea that your signature should matter on your absentee ballot. Why would Democrats be going along with people who are making a mockery of the idea of responsible elections?
I think that's a great question for the people to ask. These conversations are on the floor. I find incredibly illuminating. I know everyone doesn't have time to pay attention, but for those who care, you know, if you're in your car driving, just tune in to CT-N and see what people are saying about these bills. Watch the questions that are asked of the proponents and how the proponents often can't answer them with any detail. And everything is always, you know, the question has to stay within the four corners of the bill. Well, bills have broader implications. Have you thought of that? For me, being up here, it's really an eye-opening experience. And I appreciate this chance to talk to you and, you know, share with my fellow citizens the state that what their government is up to in this state.
Well, it's good information. We appreciate you sharing it. So do you have more to do today? Any other votes coming up?
Well, today we had, you know, like I said, we don't really get an update on, you know, we don't know in advance what we're going to be voting on. But we just voted on rejiggering the census in our state and now considering those who are incarcerated to be counted in the
towns that they
location.
Came from rather than where the prison is located. Yep.
Right. So that bill just got voted on. There were a few Republican amendments and of course they failed. And that passed. We did vote on expansion of risk warrants. This is a bill where you can now say, if, you know, we were the first state to pass these red flag laws where people felt like, you know, this person really is a danger and should not have access to guns. They shouldn't be allowed to get them or they already have them and they need to be taken away. Oh, Todd, do you hear that in the background?
Go ahead.
I have to go. I apologize.
You go. Thank you, Kimberly.
Well, it's great to talk to you. Thank you much.
Representative Fiorella going to vote for her favorite food because they're all on top of what's important at the state capitol. 860-522-9842. That's Representative Kimberly Fiorella from Greenwich. She joins us every week for an inspiring report of progress at making the state worse via state government. Larry in Bridgeport, hi, you're on WTIC.
Hi, Todd. I wanted to get your opinion on something. You know, Liz Cheney, Representative Cheney, seems to be spending all her time lately criticizing the former president, okay? And to me, she's been in office over 2 years. You tell me if I'm wrong. I don't ever hear her coming out and criticizing the other party, the Democrats, on any issue at all, including the border. Why is she spending all her time since the election, just going after the former president all the time. I mean, does she have anything
else?
I doubt that that's the case.
I would assume that she speaks about a lot of things, and this is what they cover because this, you know, anything Trump is juicy. But Liz Cheney voted, I believe it was 92% of the time with Donald Trump. So
okay. You
don't have any problem with her loyalty to Republican agenda. She's way more conservative than the woman who they're planning on putting in place of Liz Cheney. She just doesn't like the thing that happened at the Capitol on January 6th and doesn't like that Republicans have decided to ignore that and move ahead with a pro-Trump agenda in order to try to win next year. She has a difference of opinion. I don't know why that's not a good thing for people of different opinions to say what they think as opposed to everybody to just fall into line with leadership. I mean, don't we like bold people? Isn't that something good?
Yeah, I think it's good to be have difference of opinion. I wanted to get your opinion on it because I just have never heard her get in front of a microphone and talk about the border and the crisis down there and some of the other issues. I just don't hear her. I hear a silence.
Yeah, well, and, you know, what congressperson do you hear from?
I hear from Jim Jordan.
Yeah, but I'm just saying there aren't. They don't get much coverage if they go on.
Oh, no.
If they go on Fox News and say what Fox News wants to hear, or they go on MSNBC and say what MSNBC wants to hear, then they get attention. You know, so if you play games like Senators Blumenthal and Murphy do, you get tons of airtime.
As long as you're talking
garbage. That's endorsed by those networks. Larry, I got to hold you right there. Thank you for the call, sir. I'm glad you raised this topic. I wish we had more time to talk about it right now. What's coming up?
We have Red Sox baseball.
Are they playing the Giants?
They are playing the A's.
The A's. Don't talk vulgar on the air. Come on.
Got yourself a smart speaker?
Alexa.
It's your new radio.
Play WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen to WTIC News Talk 1080 on Alexa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.